Alaska's Lieutenant Governor pressed Congress today for new icebreaker ships to operate in the Arctic. The issue became more immediate as Mead Treadwell and others pointed to Nome's trouble getting fuel this year. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Even members of Congress seemed frustrated with Congress at Thursday's House hearing on Coast Guard Arctic operations. Alaska's Representative Don Young says there's no big-picture approach to the Arctic.
It is Congress's fault. It's hard to get Congress to concentrate on what is necessary for the future. They have no vision as far as the need and the necessity of the Coast Guard involvement because of the Arctic.
Young is the only Arctic congressman, but some of his more southern colleagues share his concern, like Democratic Representative Rick Larson of Washington State.
Mr. Chairman, reflecting on this morning's topic, it's hard for me to recall another instance where the solution to a policy problem has been so apparent, yet the reaction of the Congress is so contrary or unresponsive. I may not know the precise definition of the word irony, but scheduling a hearing to discuss the Coast Guard capabilities in the Arctic less than 3 weeks after the House passed legislation that would decommission the Coast Guard's two heavy icebreakers seems ironic to me.
Larson gave a mixed review to the White House, saying while it was opposed to decommissioning the icebreakers, it failed to provide its own funding plan. He says it's especially frustrating when other nations are rushing to build the vessels. America's only two heavy icebreakers are docked, leaving just one mid-duty one, the Healy. Alaska's Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell says compare that to Russia, which is building nine.
I was in Arctic Forum in September in Archangel's Russia in a room about this size with Vladimir Putin, where he announced Russia intends to make the Northern Sea Route as important to global commerce as the Suez Canal.
And it's not just Russia, Treadwell warned. It's Finland, Sweden, Canada, even Japan, China, and South Korea.
Northern Sea Routes sought for hundreds of years are now a reality. What that means is that international shipping of oil and gas resources and other potentially hazardous cargoes through the Bering Strait is growing rapidly as foreign shippers set their sights on Asian markets. Other Arctic and non-Arctic nations are seeing this potential, but America is missing the boat.
But the head of the Coast Guard, Admiral Robert Papp, points out that Washington has the power of the purse. He said recent Republican legislation could hamstring him.
I must tell you that I'm concerned by the recent authorization language passed by the House that ties my hands in some ways and limits my ability to move the Coast Guard forward on all mission fronts, including those emerging in the Arctic.
Papp says despite the focus on icebreakers, he's got an even bigger priority, and that's funding national security cutters. The House Republican legislation risks throwing off the production schedule.
And I will state here today that the national security cutter is more important to me in terms of carrying out Coast Guard missions in Alaska than an icebreaker. But we still need an icebreaker as well.
It's a wish list that Alaskan leaders worry is getting ignored. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.